All right, what is going on, guys? It's your boy King, and here for episode 5 of the Ace Gods podcast. Today, we are joined by Chaotic Savage the Gamer and Rel Grizzly. Hey, Rel,
yeah.
Do the intro. What's up? We're going to be talking
five. About. Oh, wait. Episode 5?
What?
Episode 5?
Oh, no. Man.
Oh, episode 5.
Damn, boy. Man.
Cue the intro.
All right, for today's topic, we are going to be talking about the new Call of Duty today. So, Chaotic, what is your main opinion about the new Call of Duty?
All right, so I like this topic a lot because I'm ready to get off of BO4. Like, now, see, everybody know that I think that the heist game mode in BO4 belongs to the Ace Gods. I don't even, it's not even a thought no more. That's our game mode. We've run that joint so bad. We even try to start tournaments, and then teams get in, and then teams don't want to get in, and then teams back out. But listen, if you are a clan member and you want to run in a heist tournament, DM us. It's Guys Gaming. But back to the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I can't wait for this game to drop. Honestly, I feel like it's going to be something different, but I do kind of feel like it's not going to be what everybody's looking for, because of some of the gameplay I've seen. A lot of it looks like World War II, like Battlefield-ish, and that I don't know. It's just like, that's not Call of Duty. That's not what I know from Call of Duty, and I just hope that it's not a bust. But like, I can't wait for the story mode. Soap's back, like. I just think it's going to be beyond crazy. And I just pray to God that they do add that 200-player Battle Royale, because that'll be something for the books. Like, technology is risen. They can definitely do that. Like, add that 200-player Battle Royale in there, because we want that so bad. But, yeah, what y'all think about it?
Well, man, that's you.
You know, I think that fucking BO4 was an iconic game, is an iconic game. You know, you can only move forward from greatness, you feel me? So I hope that this game will be great. I don't know if we'll be on the same level as BO4, but only time will tell. You know, it's with every Call of Duty game, you gotta really sit down and grind it out. But going back to the gameplay of the game, it does look hella different. More like, it kind of reminds me of like Battlefield 4 in that era.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I can't give my full opinion, but from like the trailers and everything, that's what, that's my analogy on that.
Yeah. So, me personally, I think it's going to be an okay game. Not just because it looks like Battlefield. I'm just not a whole key on how the movement looks, or really them bringing back vehicles. Even though that would be cool and they brought it back in Blackout on Black Ops 4. I just personally think that Call of Duty is just boots in the ground and just having fun with your friends. Yeah, so I don't have really an opinion about it, because I feel like it's going to be a good game, but at the same time, I don't. So, I don't know. I just feel like it looks too much like Battlefield. And I'm not really big on Battlefield. That wasn't really my iconic game. So, that's really not my cup of tea right now. So, anything else you guys want to add on?
Tea is good. But, yeah. No, that's it. That's pretty much it. I'm good with
that. Right.
I really don't understand why, like, so many people hated, I don't know, I think I talked about this in the last one. Yeah. Like, so many people hated Advanced Warfare. But, like, that everybody, like, they want to get rid of the specialists and all that and get back to, like, BO2, straight military, straight good run.
But I feel them on that, though.
But why would... What do you mean? Oh, so you saying that's Call of Duty more than like, so what would you think changed that? Like, what do you think that Call of Duty changed? Like Advanced Warfare? or like Black Ops 3.
They're trying to go like way into the future. Yes, Black Ops 2 was based in like 2020 or something like that. Wait, 2020, my bad. they based it off 2020. And they shouldn't have done that. They should have just kept it going year by year, like kept it like 2018, 19, and so on and so forth. But now they're just trying to go above and beyond and do more futuristic stuff when they should just keep it simple and just go like how the community wants. Take ideas from the community and do what some of these people want, because you do that, you'll get better selling, you'll get better like ideas and stuff because of what the the people are saying to do, because you'll definitely have more selling and it'll be definitely better for that.
But I see, what you was gonna say, right? Go ahead.
No, I was not to cut you off, but I was saying, like, I feel like if the community keeps like complaining about how they want this and that, or they want to go back to BO2 how it was back then, how will you ever be better than that? You feel me? Like how can you move on from that? You know, you're always gonna want to go back to something. Why not try something new? You know what I'm saying?
But also, when you try something new, you take risk. And risks aren't good in the Call of Duty community, because a lot of people criticize, a lot of people, like I said, take demands and want demand, but not everybody can.
And they can't afford a flop either. Like they can't they can't afford to make a Call of Duty that sucks, because they'll lose a lot of money. You feel me?
Yeah.
Mad money, like maybe go out of business type money.
No,
if one Call of Duty flop. Think about it. If one Call of Duty is supposed to make what? Maybe close to 300 million or 400. I don't know what the prices or anything is. But let's say a Call of Duty only makes 100 million. It costs way more money to make the game probably than they put out. Like they got to be able to really surge past that, because they got to be able to make another one, you know?
But there's three different companies that make Call of Duty per year, so
exactly
right. That's what I'm saying. If one company flops, they got to be able to sell the next one. Not, I'm saying, so right now Treyarch made BO4,
yeah,
right? So say Treyarch flopped with BO3, who would go buy BO4?
Yeah, you're right.
That's what I'm saying. Like if BO3 flopped, BO4 wouldn't exist.
That's just like everybody else who said Ghost was bad. That wasn't really a bad game.
Ghost was bad. Who made Ghost?
I think Activision.
I think it was Sledgehammer.
I
don't know.
Yeah. I think it was Activision.
Ghost was really, really, really bad.
Why was it bad?
Game.
Why?
No,
why?
That was a good game. Everybody talked down on that game. It was really good.
Chaotic.
Why was it good?
No. I want to hit the negative first.
Why did I not like Ghost?
Yeah, why?
Well, first of all, it was way too much Ghost Recon. It was way too much like Ghost Recon and nothing like Call of Duty. I get back in that time frame, the graphics were supposed to look like that, but the graphics was trash. You didn't really get like the same stuff you got in BO2 and
So graphics doesn't count.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm saying like the game in all. I didn't like the story mode. Okay. I didn't like how the co-op, the game started breaking after people started doing all those glitches and hacks with the trick shots and all that. Mm. Like, it wasn't well taken care of. They didn't patch stuff on time. You know, like some lobbies was broken. But like Ghost, just to me, was just a flop. It was just like World War II. Yo, World War II Call of Duty was a flop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I didn't like it.
It was really, really, really bad.
Funny story. Bought the, I think the $100 game. I was instantly tight.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry to hear that, bro.
Yeah, like, if I can sell it. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that.
All right, for topic number two, we are going to be talking about The Lion King. And I haven't seen the movie yet, but I heard it was a really good film.
Kuna Matata.
Based off of what people are talking about and what the trailers look like. I like how they did it in real life and how they made it from cartoon to real, and how they really put it all together. It was actually really, really nice. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm definitely gonna go see it soon. I don't know if these people have watched it yet, but if you haven't, I 100% recommend it. I don't know.
And by these people, you mean like our followers, basically.
Yeah.
I've seen it, and I'm gonna let Rel go first because I need to talk to the people. You know what I mean.
Oh,
so I'm gonna let Rel go first. I'm gonna let Rel go first.
You don't think Kuna Matata applies, bro? Like, come on. Anyway, I just want to talk to the people. On Lion King was dope as fuck. I think that this one was actually better than the first one, but the first one was OD. You know, it was a really great movie. It's fucked up how Mufasa died, but you know, I'm not gonna give any spoilers, but just letting you know.
I'm spoiling it.
Oh really? Oh,
you better not.
Okay, well, Scar's a bitch.
I'll fight you.
Scar's a bitch. You know, it's really, really fucked up how things ended. But it was a good movie, though. It was a really good movie. And I have a question, though, real quick. Like, at the end, like, Mel, once you're finished, I have a question for you at the end of it.
Okay.
But, The Lion King was a dope movie, and I would definitely recommend it if anyone has not seen it yet. Yeah. I pass it off to you, Mel. All
right. Alright, people, it's Chaotic Savage the Gamer. Now, I want to talk to... Alright, so yes, I've seen The Lion King, the new one. I do think that The Lion King was a great movie. I do think that it was hit on every note the way it should have been hit. But, the fanboy in me... Because The Lion King dropped in 1994.
Yes.
I was born in 1994.
You old as shit.
That movie is the same age as me, literally. So, here's my thing. Everybody is so mad at Scar's Be Prepared song. Everybody's like, oh, why didn't he sing Be Prepared? And he more of talk Be Prepared. And people are even saying, like, he didn't even sing it, or that Be Prepared part wasn't even in it. He basically did it like a poem, and that's like shouts out to how people are talking. Yeah, like it's like how people are doing, like more people now are into poems, and like it wasn't even like a, it was like a speech. Mm-hmm. Like he was talking to his troops more than singing it. Now, when I was reading like little small things from people who was picking it apart, people were saying like the guy that they casted to do Scar, he couldn't really sing, so it was better for him to talk it than to sing it. I wouldn't want to hear a person who can't sing like try to sing.
Yeah,
but I feel like they really hit that on the nose. Like, I really felt like they killed that Be Prepared part. And there's a lot of criticism going around right now where people are like, yo, Be Prepared was trash. I think Be Prepared was amazing.
Yeah.
I also think all the other songs was great. And I told y'all, if that first y'all wasn't right,
yeah,
I was going to get up and walk out the movie. When that joint came on, I said, oh my God, they hit it on the nose.
they hit it on the nose.
One thing, and I'm like, all right, so a lot of people was criticizing how Timon and Pumbaa, like, you know, all right, so in the original Lion King, they would like do funny stuff and like be like dressed up weird and stuff like that. But this was like a real Lion King. You ain't gonna see no warthog spin around and have on a Hawaiian dancing, yeah, a hula dress. Like, you're not gonna see that in this one. I really feel like they killed this film. They killed this film to the T. I feel like in box office is gonna do numbers bigger than the Endgame.
What?
That's just me. That's just me. I fucked with Lion King. Lion King was my shit.
Okay, I have a question for you.
All right. For the third topic of this beautiful podcast, We are going to be talking about Phase 4. And Chaotic, fill me in on this, because I'm not 100% sure on what this is about.
Alright, so all the Marvel fans, when you hear Phase 4, you guys know that Phase 4 is basically the new movie list for this Marvel, like the next movement of Marvel movies. So we got, all right, this is the rundown. We got a Loki movie. We got a Black Widow. We got a Doctor Strange, a Hawkeye. We got Blade. We got the Internals. We got Thor. We got the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We got a movie called What If, which, like, that is probably, like, going to be a crazy, crazy movie. We got Wanda Division. And we got Shang-Chi. But I don't know who the hell Shang-Chi is.
So there's no Iron Man movie coming out?
He's dead, buddy.
No, see, why you have to say that?
He's not dead, bro. Oh, my bad.
Why do you have to hold that for me?
I mean, first of all, if you don't know he's dead by now, you've been under a rock.
He's not dead, bro.
First of all, I just want to apologize to everybody watching this podcast because Chaotic is super.
Oh, I'm spoiling. I'm spoiling.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, if he dies, I'm going to call Shenron, I'm going to gather all the Dragon Balls, and I'm going to revive him back to life.
I hate you.
That's all I'm saying. I'm telling you that right now, bro. Tell you that right now. That's all I'm going to say.
All I'm saying is this new movie list looks amazing.
So,
but here's my thing, right?
Go ahead.
So, here's my thing.
Go ahead.
They don't have Blade playing Blade.
What?
They don't have Wesley Snipes playing Blade.
Did he go to jail for, like, tax evasion?
So, maybe they don't have him playing Blade because they was like, yo, Wesley, we are now paying Marvel Heroes a lot more money than we paid you for them last couple Blades, all right? So, I mean, I know it took this long to get you into the Marvel Universe, but if we give you half of what we get them motherfuckers, we know you ain't paying the taxes on that. you already got in trouble.
Fuck.
But here's my thing. Why is Blade not playing Blade? Why is Wesley Snipes not playing Blade? It's only one Blade. I don't feel like I could watch a Blade
exactly
without.
If it's not Blade. Wesley Snipes,
yeah.
Come on, yo.
Definitely.
You wouldn't get anybody other than Paul Walker to play Brian O'Connor.
Exactly.
You wouldn't get. What's another crazy movie that you just can't?
It's just like you can't get anybody else to play Tony Stark.
Right, you can't. It's no other person that could play Tony Stark. Now you see how they got three different Hulks, stupid. Mm-hmm. Three different Spider-Man, stupid.
You big stupid.
Nobody else can play that fucking role other than Wesley Snipes, and that shit gets to me, dog. I just, really, I don't know what the fuck they're gonna do. I know who they got playing. I seen the guy, and he is a cool actor and all.
Oh, you met him in person?
What you mean? Did I meet him?
You said he's cool. I thought you met him in person.
No, I've seen him in movies.
Okay,
anybody
cool.
That don't know me, anybody that don't know me, I watch movies. Movies
yeah,
is my
twist.
I know.
Trust me, I know.
I don't know how to say the boy's name. It's Marshala Ali.
Okay.
That's his name. Marshala Ali.
Probably butchered the hell out of
but,
that. We'll go with that.
No cap. I still, man, fuck Marshala. Put my man Wesley Snipes in that joint. And that's Chaotic Savage the Gamer. And I mean, straight like that, put him the fuck in there because we don't want to see Marshala. We want T'Challa. Don't put T'Challa in that joint either. Don't put T'Challa in that joint. He the Black Panther. Yo, who do y'all think will win in the fight? Why?
Because he's got his whole, like,
Wakanda forever, bro. Sex.
Exactly.
What the fuck does City got to do with him getting his ass kicked? He got his ass kicked by Killmonger.
Yo, bro. Like, I'm not telling you again, bro. Chill out.
You ain't seen the Black Panther either, dog?
Yeah, I did.
Get off the podcast. Yo, it's on Netflix. I ain't trying to hear that you had to see
it. I saw it.
All right, so answer the question. Who do you think will win out of a fight, Black Panther or the or Bleed? Wesley Snipes, Bleed.
Strategically, Black Panther, because
ever. No. Ever is me saying never.
Oh.
that's my way of saying never.
Listen, because think about it. Because the Black Panther has the suit. You feel me? So any
my man Bleed.
Listen, let me finish.
I wish you'd hurry up because I'm about to get y'all beat.
Every single strike that Blade will throw at the Black Panther, he will absorb in his suit and return it back 10 times over.
Exactly.
So it's
he
like,
can't absorb nothing with his head cut off.
If he can guess that far.
What do you mean it's Blade?
You know how fast T'Challa is, bro? Come on.
Fuck T'Challa!
Bro,
it's
you know how fast.
What the fuck is you talking about?
Bro, do you know? Yo,
Bro.
Once you get a taste of the vibranium, bro, you don't know, bro. It's over.
Exactly.
It's over, bro.
You're done.
Okay.
What?
Can I go?
Have you seen that man work? Come on.
Can I go?
Have you not seen Endgame, bro? Like, talk to me. Not... No, go ahead.
Can I go? Have you not seen Blade Trinity?
Bro.
He put Triple H to bed.
Was Triple H, not...
He put T'Challa. Triple H to bed.
Oh, my God. All right, go ahead, bro. Who
T'Challa fight? He ain't never fight The Rock.
Go ahead, bro.
Listen. This is my whole thing. I'm going to tell you why Blade is a beast.
Go ahead, bro.
First of all, he got a fighting technique that's out of this world.
Okay.
Second of all, T'Challa fast, but Blade is faster. If you ever seen, no, like if you really ever seen the movies, Blade be moving through motherfuckers quick.
Bro, you're talking about 2000 graphics. I'm talking about 2019 graphics. Like, talk to me, bro.
Put Wesley in that motherfucking joint, he gonna take T'Challa out. That's all I gotta say. I really wish, yo, I'm about to go to the game simulator, boys, and they gonna put Blade up against T'Challa and just run a simulation 1,000 times. And I swear to God, I just want the results.
Bro,
you see, I'm stuttering because I'm so passionate about this shit. There's no way that T'Challa would beat Blade.
Blu-ray, bro. VHS graphics to Blu-ray, bro. Talk to me nice, bro. Come on, bro.
Ever, yo. We can talk about this all night, but we gotta give up our ace of the day, man.
Alright, so to close out this beautiful, beautiful podcast, we are gonna be talking about...
Oh, wait. Episode 5?
What?
Episode 5?
Oh, no, man.
Oh, episode 5.
Damn, boy.
Man, yo. Ace
and
of the
many
day.
More to come.
Many more, yo.
Facts.
I want, right. When y'all listening to episode 100, go back to episode 5.
Facts.
If you listen to episode 100, go back to episode 5. And when you get to this part right here, understand that the Ace guys say we love you, yo. Thank you for following. Thank you for showing love. Thank you, everybody. Shout out Keita. Keita always listens and watches our podcast on Instagram. Shout out everybody that's giving us criticism. Shout out my boy Feast. Shout out everybody that's showing all the love, yo.
Appreciate it.
Keep it being, yo. Y'all keep us running. Ace, shout out the Ace guys, yo.
It's Scott Gaming.
But that's just me.
Listen, for the ace of the day, it goes to one of our new recruits, ooh, Carlos, known as Unknown. Ooh. He is a dominant in hardcore. Wow. He is like one of the nastiest kids I've ever seen with the swordfish.
Wow.
And anybody that played hardcore, we coming for y'all now. We building a team and we going for y'all, you know what I mean? Thanks. Shout out our ace of the day, Carlos. When you listen to this, make sure you put it in the chat. Yeah, I mean, Ace Guys is growing, yo. Active members crazy, and if you want to apply, just go to our Instagram, Ace Guys Gaming, ACEGODZ Gaming. It's straight like that, yo. All you gotta do is be 17 plus. Send us to submit some clips and keep it a bean. It's just a family, yo. We run as a family. That's all that matters. I mean, come have fun with us, for real.
Yeah.
Shout out you, Carlos. Ace of the fucking day, baby. Hey, ace of the day.
I'm here live, bro. Like,
shut up. Like, bro, like. All right, this is the end of the podcast, number 5. Hope you all enjoyed.
Episode 5, baby.
This is your boy,
episode
King.
Episode 5.
Rob Grizzly signing out.
Oh, Chaotic Savage the Gamer. I didn't know we was doing that. Peace.
Later.
This should be fun, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo, bro, you're so dumb.